Welcome to the Critical Few Actions to Improve Your Business podcast. I'm John Downes, and I'm here to help you cut through the overwhelm and prioritize what matters to improve your business. Let's get started and discover the critical few actions that have the biggest impact. Today, I'm going to talk about the organization performance and value diagnostic that I've been using with successful clients for the last 10 years. I'd like to cover it from three perspectives. One, are all decisions in business equal? And how do we know which improvements to focus on? Two, how do you assess each area of the business systematically and then prioritize those critical few actions that, if you did nothing else, would have the biggest impact on delivering your vision? And then I'd like to talk about how successful clients have used it to improve their business and why. Imagine you're a skipper in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race, where every decision determines your success. There are countless factors to manage: adjusting the sails, navigating the wind, coordinating the crew, and keeping an eye on your competitors. At the same time, even though you have a skilled crew, your resources, time, manpower, energy, and focus, they're limited. The race is intense, and while every decision matters, not all decisions carry the same weight. If you spend too much time perfecting the trim of a small sail while ignoring a collapsed spinnaker, you'll lose valuable speed and fall behind. The key to winning is finding that one critical adjustment, like filling that spinnaker or steering to get a push from a change in the tide, that will have the biggest impact on your boat speed and overall performance. In business, it's no different. Your time, money, and energy, they're finite. If you don't prioritize the one area that can drive the greatest profitability, you risk spreading yourself too thin and losing that momentum. Success comes from focusing on those critical few actions that, if you did nothing else with your limited resources, will have the biggest impact on delivering your vision. The organization performance and value diagnostic helps you identify those critical few actions. It's a cornerstone of my CEO masterclass, where we help business owners and leaders to develop their strategic plans and then implement them by focusing on those critical few actions. The organization performance and value framework helps leadership teams to understand the operational and business processes that affect whether or not their organization is delivering and creating value. When I look at a business, I see that there are six levers that you can pull to drive better performance and create more value. These are our vision and strategy for the organization, how we build revenue, delivering profitability, how we support our people's performance, what are the drivers of asset returns, and how can we develop learnings from our organization. Each of these six levers contains the key factors that we typically need to have in place to operate and manage the business, and these can be grouped into streams. So let's look into them one by one. The first lever is our vision and strategy, where we get clear on our why and vision of success. And then we set a strategy of how we can get from where we are today to achieve this vision. This is often supported by a series of supplementary plans, like an annual business plan, a budget, capital expenditure, and communications to keep your team on board. The second lever is how we build revenue through its three streams of marketing, products, and sales. There are factors for each of them. The third lever is how we deliver profitability through the two streams of gross profit and net profit factors. How can we support our people to perform as well as possible? This is shown in the fourth lever through supporting both the leadership and our team. The fifth lever is how we drive returns from our assets so as to improve the value of the organisation and the utilisation of our assets. And finally, the sixth lever is we look at what can we learn from our organisation that will help us to manage the organisation's performance going forward. These six levers give you a sense of the key streams of activity to be managed to deliver the business. You may not have all of these in place, and they may not be called the same things as this, but in essence, you'll see most of these are reflected across your business, whether you are online or bricks and mortar, services or products, local or international, single site or multi-site. I feel it's vital that you and your leadership team run your eye over how well you are meeting your customers and your own expectations for each of these at least every 6 months, and allocate responsibility for each to one person. So what you can see here is that there's a whole range of factors and processes that underpin the value of your organisation and the way that it performs. Now, there's too many things to try and tweak simultaneously. So what we do with the OPV, Critical Few Actions Assessment, is we go through and self-assess each of those streams of factors and get a report to you that gives you a rating. It also gives you a radar diagram to show where your relative strengths and weaknesses are, and that allows you to then focus in on what are the critical few actions that you need to focus on for the next 6 months to improve your business and help you deliver your vision going forward. If you need to update your report after the session, then you can go back and amend it or simply just redo it with your teams. I find the OPV heat map colouring red, yellow and green for each one of the factors really good. This same diagram can be used to allocate initials of who's responsible for each factor in the business. If you want to dig in even further, you can allocate a KPI and a target to most of the factors as well.
Why do we need to do a detailed assessment of our business?
Well, it's a bit like a football team. You've got a myriad of players on the football team. They've got a set of positions that they need to actually perform, a set of skills that they've got to be able to deploy. Their whole objective is advance the ball forward so that they can score a goal. They also need to be able to defend against the other team from doing exactly the same thing. It's that assessment of understanding what their performance is like and whether they're on track or not, which is really essential. You can't fix 18 people all at once. The same thing happens in your business. We've got to be able to do an assessment of each of the areas in the business. You know, there's six key areas: vision, revenue, profitability, people, assets, and the performance measures of the business. We've got to look at each of those factors. And we then need to be able to actually say, okay, where are we at on those? And then more importantly, which ones are the ones that if we did nothing else are going to have the biggest impact on us scoring a goal?
Why do you believe that it is so important to do this assessment?
Well, really what it comes down to is I've been doing this for a lot of years, just over 40. I've worked with hundreds of businesses. And one of the things that I found is that in the early parts of career is that, you know, anybody could go into a business and find 20, 30 different things to fix. Any business owner could actually go into their own business and find 20 or 30 things to fix. And frankly, that's unhelpful, because what actually happens is that if you've got 20, 30 things to focus on, you're focusing on nothing and nothing changes. You might have the idea of, I'll fix this thing this week, and then something comes up, and then you're trying to fix something else next week, and so on and so forth, right? But the reality is you're not making any real traction. So focusing actually helps you focus on one thing and try and improve it. There's a bigger issue. And the bigger issue is that, and I see this a lot of the time, when I'm dealing with businesses, is that it really creates anxiety amongst the staff, because they've got no idea what you're doing. They know you want to have a successful business. I believe that 99% of people come to work every day wanting to do a great job. There's very few people who come in and say, I really want to stuff this up. So they're really wanting to do a great job. And do they actually know what a great job is? Do they know where they're actually heading? Do they know how they can contribute to you getting to the point where you've actually achieved a really successful result for the year? And the reality is, if you're changing your mind every 2 minutes or every third day around what the focus is, they're going to get despondent, they're going to get confused, they're going to be frustrated. You're going to get upset because they're doing one thing which they thought you were focused on, but actually that was the thing you were focused on 2 weeks ago. Now you're focused on something completely different. So by doing that assessment, you can focus in on, and you can work with your team to focus in on those critical few actions that if you did nothing else and if they supported you on nothing else, would have the biggest impact on having a successful day. So one of the biggest questions I get asked is, how do I go from being reactive and fragmented to focused and deliberate? Well, you've got to have a plan. And that's a plan that you've got to base on the quality of the assessment that you do, that filters out the things that just aren't that important, or they aren't that important right now. And that plan you've got to work through and develop it with your team so that you're all focused on the same things. It's the same thing in football. You've got a common goal. We've got a play that we have to do. We all have to be playing the same play.
What is the OPV?
So the Organisation Performance and Value Assessment is a really helpful tool to help you assess the business across all the factors. So the OPV, as I call it, easy to say, not so easy to do. It's going to take you 20 to 40 minutes. But what actually you does is it helps you go through and look at each of the 80 factors of the business and rate them on a scale of 1 to 5 as to how poor or how excellent you are at doing those things. And what's more important than that is it then forces you to prioritise in bite-sized chunks which of those are the most important for you to focus on. And then what it does, having chosen your critical few, is it asks you to put together an action plan that you can execute. After you've done the assessment, you get a 40-page report that spells out what your assessments were, what your action plans were, and what you need to do next.
How do you use the OPV in your consulting?
So I've been using this consistently through my CEO masterclass process for the last 5 years. And what I've found is that our CEOs go through the process and it does two things to them. One, it does provide that prioritised focus that they can plan around. And it helps them actually focus on that every month with their teams and they can see material differences. The other thing that it does is it provides a common understanding of actually how a business fits together. And that's actually really educational, not only for the business owner, but also for their senior leaders. So they're all on the same page as to what they're focusing on. You know, I think about Jaden, who was in my masterclass last year. He went away to do his assessment process and thought it was a really good process because he got some real clarity and it helped him actually drill down to what was important. But what he then did is he actually got his senior leaders to do it as well. And what was really important was that they actually sat down and actually debriefed their different results together and why those results and priorities were different and how do they actually as a team come up with a core set of actions that they're going to focus on. We expected them to have different perspectives because, you know, one of them was head of sales, one of them was head of operations, one of them was head of customer service. So you expect that. But what's really powerful is when you're actually comparing and having those conversations, that groupthink actually helps you distill down to what we are going to work on, not just what I'm going to work on. And that's really powerful. Have a great day.